Krishna Book, Canto 22, Maushala Leela, Chapter 95, Scene 1. Krishna advises the Yadus. King Parikshit said, after the great devotee Uddhava left for the forest, what did the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the protector of all living beings, do in the city of Dwaraka? After Krishna's own dynasty met with destruction from the curse of the Brahmanas, how could the best of the Yadus, Krishna, give up his body, which is the dearmost object of all eyes? For once their eyes were fixed upon Krishna's transcendental form, women were unable to withdraw their eyes. And having heard about Lord Krishna's body, the great liberated sages could not take it out from their hearts. And what to speak of acquiring fame? The great poets who describe the beauty of Krishna's form would have their words invested with transcendentally pleasing attraction. And just by seeing that form on Arjuna's chariot, all the warriors on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained liberation by gaining a spiritual body similar to that of Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami replied, having observed many disturbing signs in the sky, on the earth, and in outer space, Lord Krishna addressed the Yadus, who assembled in the Sudharma Council Hall. O leaders of the Yadu dynasty, please note all these terrible omens that have appeared in Dwaraka, just like flags of death. We should not remain here a moment longer. The women, children, and old men should leave this city and go to Shankodara. We shall go to Prabhasa Kshetra, where the river Sarasvati flows towards the west. There we should bathe for purification, fast, and fix our minds in meditation. We should then worship the demigods by bathing their images, anointing them with sandalwood pulp, and presenting them various offerings. And after performing the atonement rituals, with the help of greatly fortunate brahmanas, we will worship those brahmanas by offering them cows, land, gold, clothing, elephants, horses, chariots, and dwelling places. This is indeed the appropriate process for counteracting our imminent adversity, and it is sure to bring about the highest good. Such worship of the demigods, brahmanas, and cows can earn the highest birth for all living entities.